Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. My name is David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey Tim.
Hey David.
Another day.
Another day, another episode.
Another day, another episode. That's right. How raising your rates will get you more clients.
Yeah, and this is something that I feel like to a lot of people sounds like it should be the opposite, that if you want more clients, you lower your rates so that people can save money and you'll get more volume that way. But in a lot of cases, it's the opposite, and we'll shed some light on why that is the case.
In a lot of cases, almost all the cases, Tim, in my experience. I was one of those people that when somebody said, you want more clients, raise your rates, I thought they had lost their ever-living mind. There's no way I'm going to get more clients. And what ended up happening was I got more clients. And one of the reasons why is there's a perceived value from new prospects. So, you know, when someone comes to your website or contacts your business and you disclose your rates and you may be a little bit higher than the next guy, there is a perceived value that your services or products are superior to the other, your competitor's products and services. And I mean, you can just think about it in your own life. You know, when you think about cars, for example, they all get you from A to B. and most of them these days are built pretty good and last a very long time, but there is the cost difference between a BMW and a Honda, is greatly different, but it doesn't necessarily mean that BMW is massively better than a Honda, because we all know Hondas are great cars. They last, are one of the best built cars on the road. So, but there is a perceived value in that BMW that people just think it's a more valuable car. So perception is a lot of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And the next reason, and this definitely goes hand in hand, is if you raise your rates, you're going to, in a lot of cases, weed out the not so great clients. The ones that they pay the least and expect the most. That's kind of the catchphrase for those types of clients. And so if you've raised your rates, then you're going to weed out those clients that can't pay those higher rates. You're going to get a higher caliber client. And when you have a higher caliber client, you're going to have a better portfolio. When David and I were prepping for this episode, he mentioned going from having, a small local business to having McDonald's on your portfolio. If you have McDonald's on your portfolio or other well-known higher caliber clients, that is going to help you get more business. And so that goes again to the title of the episode, how raising your rates will get you more clients.
Yeah, and it leads all back to perception, because, in the big scheme of things, there might not be a difference between Joe's hamburger shop and McDonald's, but in business eyes, for you to win those types of contracts just looks very impressive and stuff. So raise your rates, will not let you down. I know that it sounds absolutely insane when we say that, but 100% of the time, every time I've done it, it's worked. And I'll share an experience with you where, we were kind of forced to test the waters here. As our web development business started to grow, bandwidth becomes an issue. There's only so much work you can do with the amount of time that you have unless you hire more people. We weren't really in a hiring, phase where we wanted to bring on more developers and stuff to our company yet. So the other solution was just to be very transparent, open, and honest with customers and tell them that we could not get to them for an extended period of time. Our first availability is X days, which may be months out. But also, start pricing your, when you're in that situation where you don't have, where you've got plenty of work and you can't schedule any more out, try tripling your rates just to see what happens. You know,
yeah.
If you normally charge $1,000, charge $3,000 and find out whether or not you get those clients or not. I think you're going to be surprised.
Yeah. Great points.
All right, Tim, episode 28 down.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast. Head on over to WPThePodcast.com. Check out our show notes. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.